Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. And you guys are going to be listening to this podcast
next
Sunday.
Sunday.
But so like a week after 75 Hard has been finished. So today we are going to be talking a little bit about, well, 75 Hard and who finished and who didn't finish it. So
stay tuned.
There's some tea with that. But again, so blessed to be here with you guys. Can't wait for you to listen to this.
But you can enjoy a little coffee on your Sunday. I'm drinking coffee. Jenna's drinking a tea.
Yeah.
And
we're ready to get into it on this rainy Sunday. Hopefully next Sunday's more beautiful. Fingers crossed. But all right, you guys. So I have some news. I did not complete 75 Hard, and I am 100% okay with it. So, you know, I ended up not completing it. I believe it was day 55. I did not finish day 55. So, yes, I was so close, and I know. I don't want to be like, I know what everyone's thinking, but I've heard from people who I've told that I decided to be done with it. They're like, oh, you're so close. Like, why don't you just finish it out? Da, 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 all this stuff. And I have some words. So.
Yes, she does.
Not even that it matters. But I had all intentions of completing it. And that day, it was a Friday. It was one of my friend's birthdays. And I was working all day at my nutrition club. And my best friend called me. He's like, hey, you know, it's so-and-so's birthday this weekend. I said, yes. Like, what are we doing? He's like, we're going to Illinois tonight. We're grabbing dinner at this place. He's like, you could fit it into your macros. Like, you could get steak in this and it will be fine. And he's like, yeah, the reservation's at 7:30. I'm like, okay. I work till 4. I need to go home, grab a pair, like change of clothes. I already completed all my other stuff. I'm like, and I do have my outdoor workout. He's like, yeah, like, not a problem. We'll finish it. Like, we'll do it with you when we get back. Like, my outdoor workout. I was like, okay, awesome. So go to lacrosse, come back. We're waiting for our other friend who's like working on his farm, doing farm chores. Ended up having to push the reservation back to 8:30. And Galena from like where we are is like a 2.5 hour drive, give or take. So we get there, you know, we're eating, you know, we're just enjoying our time. And I already had been having some feelings about 75 Hard, just not feeling the greatest, if I'm being honest. Because I am also a bodybuilder. So every single day I would be doing these checklists, but I would do them to check them off. Like, I do the workout to check it off. I wouldn't actually be actively engaging like in my lifts. I felt like I wasn't pushing myself and I felt my body very depleted. And if I'm being 100% honest, I literally made zero progress in the 1 to 55 days in the gym. Maybe like slight progress, but like, at the end of the day, like muscle or anything like that, I did not make any progress because I was fatigued, bro. Like, I was at the gym and then I'd be, you know, doing the outdoor workouts, which are great. Like, I'm so happy I got to do the outdoor workouts, but you know, I'd wake up like decently exhausted and just say, oh, I'll just do yoga today because I just need to get this workout done. That's all that matters. I just need to get done. I just need to check it off. And that's like not the right mindset to live by that. So back to my story. Just story had to time. Let you guys know. We were at the restaurant and I was like, you know, I was like, we're not going to make it back in time and I'm not going to complete it. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm like, I am totally okay with that. I know, you know, whatever people are going to say, whatever, 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 who aren't doing it. But I'm like, that's okay. And I'm like, I would rather eat a good dinner, have a piece of fucking cake, and chill with my friends, like, enjoy spending time with them, which I feel like we don't get to do spontaneous stuff like that often, then restrict myself and be upset. You know what I'm saying? So that was, like, a huge reason why. And then also, again, I just wasn't focused in the gym. Like, I literally am less than a year out from my third bodybuilding show. Like, next summer I'm competing. And I really had to take a hard look at that and myself in the mirror. And I was like, dude, if you keep like doing the things you're doing and going the way you're going to go up on stage next year looking exactly the same. And you're going to be so fucking sick to your stomach. Like, because you did not put in the work. You are not being intentional. Like, you're not focused on what you should be focused on. And yeah, that was like a whole other thing too, where I was like, you know, I think 75 hard is an amazing thing. It just wasn't like helping me. I think the outdoor workouts, like all of those, like pushing through those hard workouts, I think were amazing. Like, loved it. I think going outside 45 minutes a day was great for my mental health, and I still go outside every day. I think reading 10 pages a day is an awesome habit, and like the gallon of water, I think it's all awesome. But the issue was, again, at the end of the day, I was literally just going through my day to check stuff off my list. And I wasn't actually like making progress in the area where I need to make progress, because it is also my job. Like, bodybuilding is another job. So to do 75 hard on top of doing that, it's really just asking for chaos to happen, if I'm being honest. Like, I didn't genuinely think about all of those things. I didn't think about how it would affect me, because I started 75 hard because honestly, I was just like not doing okay mentally. Like, after my shows, I was like, dude, what's my purpose? Like, what am I doing with my life? I just feel like I'm amounting to nothing. Like, I had all these like really hard, like destructive thoughts where I was like, I need something to like silence the bitch voice, and I need something that's going to just make, you know, like, make me just like get shit done and like get me out of my rut. And it did help to like a certain extent, but also it made me realize like where I am like lacking and not as like focused, which is all good. Like, it's all awareness. But yeah, therefore I did not finish 75 hard, and I'm not upset. I have no problem with it. I know there's people in my life who had problems with it, and I'm like, hey, that's weird, but like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
And like, I think that someone could have, not a problem. I think having a problem with it is different. I think that obviously everyone that loves you wants you to see you succeed on something you start, and
always,
you know, like, it is a nature to like push people to be the best that they can be. And if you had came to them saying, I'm going to do this, for them to hear that you didn't finish, they probably were like, oh, like, we wanted you to, like, we wanted you to do that for yourself.
Yeah.
But I think that,
but me quitting was doing it for myself.
But yeah, they don't see the other side of it. They also, I will say, a lot of the people that have any input, positive, negative, anything, they aren't doing it.
Correct.
I think it is a thing, because even when we were both truly into it, I think a lot of people had a lot of things to say. Or someone asked me if they're like, oh, like, but you're like, you're actually like doing like the whole hard, or like you actually gave up the drinking side. And like, somebody was like asking me, like, I was like, yeah, that was the easiest part to give up.
Yeah.
For me personally. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, like,
Think about it.
Literally, the only times I had to think about it was when I was realizing that I'd like to try some shots I randomly made at the bar.
Yeah.
To straw it, but I couldn't straw it.
Yeah.
Not to drink them, to simply have a little taste, so I'm giving my customers something that's good.
Yeah, that's not trash.
Genuinely, yeah. That's the only time I like was like, oh shit, I wish I could.
Yeah.
Not to drink, genuinely, not to get drunk, not to do any of that stuff. But like, most of the people were like, oh, you're actually doing it. I was like, yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
The checklist. That's exactly what's getting done here. Yeah. It's not whatever I want it to be.
Correct.
That's not the challenge to me.
Correct.
You know? It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But, no, I also had, I don't remember, I want to say mine hit around 60, where, I mean, like, every single day I was, yes, doing, like, challenge, like, the checklist and everything like that. But I also started this challenge from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I had not been to the gym for a while. I was not consistent literally whatsoever.
Yeah.
My food was more consistent on me actually eating better food, and like the food choices that I was having was a lot better. I wasn't sitting down and eating straight junk food all the time. Mm-hmm. My diet was, I'd say, very decent. or at least the month beforehand, it was very decent. And I think, but everything else, no, I didn't go to the gym consistently. It was like maybe once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. And if that, some weeks I wouldn't go to the gym at all. Yeah. Other weeks I'd go maybe once or twice, maybe three times that week. So I went from literally nothing to straight, hey, guess what, bitch, you're going, workouts a day.
Yeah.
And I loved the outside workouts. I will say when we started, it was negative 30.
Yeah, it was pretty baller.
And I'll be honest, wasn't the most ideal. I will say, though,
It wasn't
as bad as I thought
it
was going to be.
I swear I would rather do workouts outside like that again. Because all you have to do is wear a bunch of layers and you're warm. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't bad. The only thing that kind of sucked is like, hey, like your eyelashes got frozen in your eyes, you know?
I mean, honestly, it was kind of crazy because I think that especially in the beginning, both of our minds, I think in the beginning, obviously, fresh, we're like, no, there's no option. And when my brain is in there's no choice. It's like, you're doing this. I try to find all the positives about it,
mm-hmm.
and I don't dwell on any negatives for the most part, because there's nothing that fixes it.
Mm-hmm.
When I dwell on negatives of anything, then I see, like, then my brain goes to there's an option to get out of it.
Yeah.
Whereas in the beginning, that wasn't the case.
Correct.
But once around day 60-ish in that area, I started realizing how close it was to being done,
mm-hmm.
and that hurt me more.
Yeah,
I think because obviously my brain was then trying to decide. So I did complete this.
Yes, Cassie did.
Sorry,
finish.
Let me specify where we're at here. I did finish. My last day was Friday. That was day 75. This is day 2 of not being on it. So me and Jenna got breakfast together.
We got breakfast. I waited. I was like, I'm away. I'm going to get breakfast with you.
And we got drinks.
We did.
We got one drink each because we're not alcoholics like that.
Correct.
But having a little drinky-poo together. I'm drinking my coffee right now that has sugar in it, which is amazing. This is all I wanted. This is what I really wanted. I got a cookie.
I'm balling
right now.
I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling so good.
Feeling fine.
So much food in my system right now. But knowing that there was the end, I think hurt me more because my brain wasn't just directly in the you don't have a choice anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was trying to get out of that mindset and kind of be like, okay, so after this, what are we doing? Which I did need to do because I did like to think of, okay, when I am done with this, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, like,
I think
next?
I think the craziest thing about this challenge is, yes, you are 100% right. I also felt like I was going through the checklist to get it done. But my past experience with the gym was I liked to lollygag in the gym. I loved the gym. When I was truly going all the time, I loved it there. I loved being there. I'd be there for 3 hours. Not physically hitting the weights 3 hours straight, but it was, I'd have breaks in there and I would just do random shit. I'd end up talking to people, like everything. Like I just loved being there. I really honed in on figuring out what can I do in 45 minutes. And I will say that was really good for me to truly see. And like, I can get a successful workout in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I don't have a lot of time other than 45 minutes right now.
Yeah.
And I liked that part of it. But I do genuinely believe like I was just kind of getting there to get it done. After a while, it set in that I was like, okay, I can actually use this as getting better.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't my purpose for it at first, which I think is a downfall of the 75 hard is that it is the checklist and it's like, oh, I have to just get it done to get it done. There isn't always the most enjoyable parts in it. Now the outside workout is an enjoyable thing in general, especially on those wonderful sunny days that we were having.
Literally.
We had some really nice days in there where it was like 60s, 70s, amazing to walk in.
Yeah.
And that was an enjoyable thing in general. And I loved the outside workouts. Obviously, the food was only challenging when I was presented extra food.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, obviously, I have a lot of cravings. I'm a cravings gal. And my cravings kicked me back in around day 70.
Yeah.
And that was rough for me. Because I go, no, I can't have that.
Yeah.
5 days.
Yep.
And I think the closer I got, actually was the harder it got. Because I was trying to get my mindset to shift. Because genuinely, we did this. Even you. 55 days is a stupid long time to do this type of stuff consistently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've heard it multiple times. You make a habit out of 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
Doubled that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? These were habits at this point. Like, yeah. it was second nature to wake up and be like, oh, God, drink all this water. Got to go and do these workouts. Got to read this book. Got to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, it was something that you just did.
Yeah.
Some days it was like more challenging to try to like
correct
fit it in.
Yeah.
But it was something you naturally just did for so many days straight that my body is kind of just like so used to doing all of it that I feel now like, well, what do I do if I don't do that? Mm-hmm. Like, this is weird.
Yeah, you got to find out what works for you. I mean, there is a second phase.
There's
different phases. It's like a whole year phase. They have like phase 2 and phase 3. And those don't sound very fun to me. Which again, it doesn't. Whole thing about 75 hard is not about like your feelings. It's kind of like, hey, fuck your feelings. You got to get this shit done. You know what I'm saying? Which I think to a certain extent, I think it's great, but it's like after doing this and like, you know, you completing it, it's kind of like for you, it's really cool because again, like you have never had that schedule or that like you've been very like go with ebb and flow, you know? So like, for you, it's really cool because now you can create a schedule that works for you or something because you've done it. You've proven to yourself you can do it.
I think the best thing about it is obviously, yes, it's a mental toughness challenge. And I will say that mentally, you do have to be in some sort of mental space to complete, like genuinely, like fully complete this thing because it's not fucking easy.
Or there not.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you could be in mental turmoil and anguish and do it.
I mean, you could entirely block out a lot of your shit and do it. Which is kind of crazy because I think that how everyone else has talked about this challenge, I'm not saying that it didn't change me, but I think that what I have heard of people like talking about this challenge, like it was the most life changing thing ever, blah, 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 blah.
I do hear that too. Yeah. And I didn't complete it, but I also agree. I have heard, I think, and I'm projecting here on like, this is my perception of it. I'm not saying it's correct, but how I view that is like, when I think about that, I think about people who really struggle with like addictions and people who really struggle with drinking a lot of alcohol and who really struggle with like literally that, like the addictive side. I feel somebody who has alcohol issues, I think this challenge is perfect because it really shows mentally what you're made out of. Like if you are so dependent on drinking every weekend, like, you know what I'm saying? I think that in itself can be like life changing, and people who've like, I don't know, never had like a routine or schedule or anything, or people who don't even go to the gym, you know what I'm saying? Or people who don't even work out, you know? But I know what you're saying because I think about that too. You're like, did I do this right or did I do it wrong?
I think that's what I was struggling with is so when we first started, we were both questioning if we were doing things correctly versus mm-hmm. like, there's rules, yes.
But it's there's not, also, it's kind of black and white.
There's things that not, you,
yeah.
There's things that technically is not talked about. So
yeah.
For me, my diet itself was, I think that's where it was contradicting for some things.
Yep.
So my diet itself was the ancestral diet. So it was basically more produce based stuff. It was a lot less, like no processed foods necessarily, mm-hmm. or like very, very slim processed in general.
Yeah.
But it was more of like your meats, your fruits, your vegetables, and then a few other things here and there. Now with that, technically Andy Frisella also talks about how you're also able to do like the protein powders, and like supplements and like energy drinks and things like that. Where I had a struggle with was those contradict what my diet was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I, and like, you guys might be thinking, why the fuck are you thinking this in depthly? Because I was so terrified I was accidentally going to fail.
Yeah.
I genuinely was scared it was going to be an accident because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but when I first started it, I had this feeling, maybe this is just like how I grew up. I was scared that someone was going to literally like have like a fucking blowhorn on me if I fucked up something.
Yeah.
And obviously not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I had that. I had those like fears. I had those thoughts and I was like so scared. So I like wasn't using protein powder at first. I wasn't doing anything, adding anything into like the water. I was drinking just straight water. Like I did realize I needed to add some electrolytes in my water at some point because my body genuinely wasn't retaining all the water.
Yeah.
And I needed it to retain more of it because I literally peed over half of it out.
Need that salt.
And so I would put electrolytes in like one of my four water bottles just mm-hmm. to help. And that did drastically help me.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't do it every single day, but I did every other day or something like that. And then I'd throw my creatine in there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things that it was so hard because I was scared I was fucking up myself with the diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what do they consider a cheat meal? What are they doing? Like, is this okay? Is this okay? And I was more in my head at the beginning with like the food and what I could and could not eat. Cause the workout made sense.
Yeah.
The walk made sense. The book made sense. Like, that all made sense. That was very straightforward. A progress picture makes fucking sense. He did it right in the app. Like, I think the food and the diet was the really struggling part just because my diet I chose contradicted what the other thing was. And I had just come with terms of like, you know what? The diet's whatever I choose. And I was like, I wanted to be basically forcing myself not to eat so much like rice and bread and all this extra shit that I know I need to kind of take a back anyways. I do need carbs in my diet, so I'm not going to go no carb.
Yeah.
But I want to eat more, like, whole food type things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did. I kind of just allowed myself, you know what? I will allow myself to have some, like, dressings and sauces that are, like, ketchup. Like, the few other ones that are, like, in a bottle and everything like that that I have in my house already. Because none of the stuff that I bought anyways was, like, loaded with sugar or anything crazy like that. Yes, it is processed. But at the same time, I'm going to fucking use some goddamn ketchup. Whether it's processed or not, I'm not going to go figure out how to make my own. I don't know. I'm sure you could. But I'm not going to go and figure that out.
For sure.
And so, like, doing those types of things and allowing myself to have those, I then allowed myself to have some energy drinks as well. Because, like, I stopped shotgunning Red Bulls at the bar. Because I was like, well, that's a lot of sugar. I don't need to do all that. And I did it every single weekend. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm going to take a step back from that as well. And there were some nights where I was like, nope, I need it. And I would actually have the sugar-free one to help myself out with that. But one day I did need the sugar. My body actually was like freaking out because I didn't have any fruit that day or anything either. And I was like, my body's like, my sugar is low. My blood sugar is low right now. And I said, I will pass the fuck out if I don't have some source of sugar. So me and Tristan ended up, like, shotgunning a Red Bull. My body went back to normal.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Like, energy drinks are allowed. All this stuff, like, it fit whatever he wanted to have in there. And I said, it's just so weird because it contradicts.
Well, I agree because
I was,
and I
like,
think
thinking about it.
I believe there is an episode about the 75 hard and we didn't listen to that, but I know when we signed up on the app, like you had to go through and read this stuff. Cause I agree too. Cause like, so I'm on a meal plan designed by my trainer. Mm-hmm. So like I'm following what he tells me to do. So I have a refeed every week where he's like, hey, like go out, like obviously like within means. He's like, don't get something with a bunch of fucking cheese on it. You know what I'm saying? But where I can, like, I need to have a refeed to, like, kind of reset my system and also allow myself to either go up in weight or lose weight. Like, whenever I would have a refeed in prep, I'd literally drop, like, 2 pounds. It's just, like, how my body would work. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was important for me to have refeeds, and, like, I was not having them. So I was really stagnant. Like, my weight did not change at all, which for bodybuilding, again, if I was just a normal fucking human doing normal shit, awesome sauce. So, like, I was losing weight, for one, and then I wasn't putting on, like, anything. So,
not saying that's bad, but for what I'm trying to do, like right now they're trying to increase, you know, my calories, my macros, and they're trying to make me put on weight. Like, not excessive weight, not anything crazy, but like, yeah, add more to it. You know what I'm saying? So also, like, I agree with things were contradicting because my trainer was like, hey, like, you need to go and, like, eat something. Like, you need to, like, he's like, I don't know. You need to, like, do something different. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I also agree with that. Like, it also went against what I was doing. But again, and this is just my personal opinion. If you're doing bodybuilding, I personally just don't think you should do 75 hard. Because, again, maybe it would be different for you. But, like, for me, it was just something that was, like, a lot and didn't all fit. Like, I'm not staying at home doing nothing. If I was staying at home doing nothing, bro, that shit would be so, like, la-di-da. But, like, yeah. And I'm not trying to make excuses, but also, like, if it sounds like an excuse, whatever. Because at the same time, like, if people want to think I make excuses, that's cool. Like, I don't care. Personally, like, I'm so happy I didn't fucking finish it. Like, you have no idea. Because, like, mentally, I feel a lot better. Now, like, yeah, does that necessarily sound like me? I don't really know. But, like, I'm telling you, like, I'm doing good not doing it. Like, I've already noticed, like, when I stopped and, like, you know, sat down, thought about everything. Like, I've already noticed, like, my body, like, changing, like, things getting better for me in, like, lifting. And my weight going up. My lifts going up. Like, my muscles, I feel, like, sore now. Like, I wasn't sore at all during 75. Not like I wasn't sore, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it just wasn't again. So, like, yeah, dude. I think it's a great thing to do again. I don't want to be like, if you're normal. But, like, kinda, yeah. I mean,
I think it's crazy because I struggled because I work two different jobs that already contradict each other.
Yeah.
I work Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 3, and then Friday night and Saturday night, I go in from 9 p.m., and I don't come home until, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
On Fridays, I was up for 24 hours every Friday.
Yeah.
My schedule for this challenge, for the most part, was I would wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yep.
I would do one of my workouts. So for the first 20 days, I didn't go to the gym. I wasn't ready then. I did at-home yoga workouts. It does help, let me tell you. If you don't think that yoga helps, it helps. Talked about it in one of our other updates about this. Until I was finally like, okay, I'm more confident. Let's go back into the gym. I'm ready. But then I was mostly in the gym unless I genuinely had a shitty day where I couldn't fit it in. So to get my workout done, I did at-home yoga. And I did keep the yoga anyways because I think those are my quote-unquote rest days was I did yoga instead of hitting the, like, lifts. Because your body does need a fucking break it from does certain need things.
Recovery.
So I did yoga instead. But I think the... Like, so I would literally go and do a morning workout. I would get back home at, like, 5:30. I would get ready for work.
You're literally on my schedule, bro.
Be literally at work. I'd leave for work around, like, 6:10. To be honest, it was usually, like, 6:20 because I was always running fucking late.
Usually how it goes. Yeah.
Be at work at 6:30. Work all day long. During work, I would try to drink as much water as possible. My goal was to get at least a half gallon done. At work, and then I would read during nap time my 10 pages, and then I'd go home. I would go and do my outside workout or whatever workout I didn't complete, and then I would basically, by the time that was all said and done, it was like 4:30, and then I would eat some food, and then literally I usually had something else to do. Yeah. I usually had either like cleaning to do around the house. Me and Jenna would hang out for podcasting on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I was always so busy. I always had something to do. And then on top of that, if I wasn't perfect that day and didn't wake up at 3:30, I had both workouts to do in the afternoon.
Correct.
And I also needed to be in bed by 8 because I had to wake up at 3:30.
Correct.
So really I had no time for anything. That was most of my days. And to be honest,
it's low key life of an athlete. Like low key.
But like, and the worst part was is that like, it's not that I hated it, but on the weekends, then on a Friday, I did all of that. And then at 8 p.m., I'm getting ready for work. I would normally be sleeping by that time. Get ready for work, go into work at 9 p.m., be so frickin' tired, bartend until frickin' 2 in the morning, clean for another hour, go home, sleep, and then I'd literally wake up at 10, 11 o'clock, be crazy, like, I usually had a headache because my sleep schedule was off, obviously, and then I would have to go and do frickin' everything else again. I'd have to attempt to drink as much water as possible. I'd have to go and hit my workouts.
You'd be texting me on Sundays. You'd be like, bro, oh my God, it was so funny.
Literally, the weekends were worse for me.
Yeah, some days, no, same. We were both like, dude, I only had like 24 ounces of water today. I have to chug like this whole like gallon and a half, basically. Like, we literally...
I literally puked my water up one day.
No, she did, literally. Like, and I agree, the weekends were way worse because on the weekdays we have a schedule and then the weekends, like, shit just flies and pops up and you're just like, oh my God, like...
I think if I was a person that didn't... If I didn't work on the weekends and I worked my Monday through Friday, I think it would be different. I think it would be... I would have the energy, because I could go to bed still at my normal time, maybe even just an hour later. Maybe I could go to bed at 9:30, wake up still at like 5 or 6 in the morning, start early. I wouldn't have such a headache. I would be able to just like drink my water, go for a lift, go do all this stuff. And I wouldn't be so like, my body was just so exhausted that it was just, I was not a joy to work with on Friday nights. And I told everybody, I said, listen, I've been up for 24 hours. If I'm a bitch, I'm sorry. Like some days I'm happy, some days I'm not. Like, I think that it was just kind of, I'm grateful I did it.
Yeah.
I'm happy. It was a good way for me to be able to say, no, if I do set my mind to something, I can do it. And
absolutely.
I trust it built trust with myself.
Absolutely. And that's super fucking cool.
And that is so important.
That is something that's really needed. Like that trust and consistency built within yourself that you know you're going to get shit done. That's super awesome.
I think what I'm really grateful about this opportunity for is that we were required to read self-help books, basically.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was doing 75 hard wrong in some way, because it wasn't difficult. Like, it was difficult to sit there and drink a fucking gallon of water.
Goddamn it.
Me and that water beef. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you, we had beef. Some days I was really good. But I couldn't drink a gallon of water and anything else. So I was more pissed off that I had no time to drink a coffee or tea. I wanted a fucking nighttime tea, okay?
Yeah.
I was so pissed off that I would have to chug still a whole fucking 32 ounces of water before bed.
Yep.
And I didn't have time to drink a tea.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it was difficult because sometimes I'd be laying in bed, look at the checklist and go, fuck, I didn't do a progress picture.
Yeah.
Gotta go put fucking pants on.
Yeah.
Like, it was things like that that...
I just took my naked.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. But sometimes I did.
Oh.
Like...
I don't know why I didn't.
I mean, I wore like a bra.
I thought the government was fucking watching or something. I don't know.
I mean, I wore like a bra. You know, I'd be thinking about that. So like, sometimes wouldn't be wearing panties. Like, I ain't gonna lie. But like, it's not like you can see anything. I did like side angle.
I would just like
picture.
Take my things and go like this. And
your
I
boobs?
Mostly, like, I would cover like with, like if I had like a sweatshirt or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was holding my sweatshirt and thing. But like, I would like take my sweatshirt or whatever and I would just like go like this.
Yeah.
And then I had everything else. I tried to keep like, I don't know. I think on the app it said, I remember seeing somewhere
it's like
it said,
save the camera roll.
I never saved the camera roll. I just saved it on the app. I saved the first and the last one because I wore the same fit. I think that, I can kind of tell where the changes are. I definitely look different from my first day versus my last day. But where? I didn't take the picture at the same time every day. And yeah. If I could go back, I think I would have woke up, took my picture before I did anything.
Yeah.
If I could go back and do anything differently, I think that's what it would be. Yeah. Because I think I would have loved to see that.
Mm-hmm. And like, where do the pictures go though? You know, when you upload them and they're just, in the air.
They're just in the app. Yeah. I don't know.
Crazy.
But honestly, like, it's not that it was like, it was hard because there were so many things that was so convenient to just not do it. It was so convenient to just not have to chug all this water. It was so convenient to just not read the book when you're already fucking tired and you didn't do it when you should have done it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And you're racing against time to fucking get everything done. Yes, that aspect was hard. If you hear licks, it is just Binks.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear my cat licking himself, but.
but I think that's, like, yes, so it was hard in that aspect of physically getting all these things done. But in terms of how I thought it was gonna be hard, like, I think I had this idea going into it on like, oh, this is gonna be so challenging, like, my mental game is gonna be like, so challenged. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I think it was just a mixture of seeing all these people saying how life-changing it was and yada, yeah. yada, yada. That I thought this whole thing was going to be so difficult that, like, there's a reason that so and so many people don't freaking finish it. Blah. Like, that's literally that's what we were, like, going into it thinking. Yeah. Like, genuinely, yeah. like, there was a reason there of, like, oh, most people don't finish this challenge because it's so difficult. Like, yes, it's difficult to do. But at the same time, like, It wasn't difficult in the ways I thought it would be.
It wasn't what you thought it was going to be. 100% I agree.
And so I remember thinking that because I was like, easy-ish. Yeah. Like, you know, like, yeah, I don't like to be outside when it's fucking cold out, but correct. I'll do it.
But like, whatever.
Like, you yeah. know, like, I'll fucking do it.
No, literally.
That I thought that I was doing it wrong. So I made myself really in-depthly read some heavy, like, heavy self-improvement books.
Yeah.
And kind of went down that, my own little rabbit hole in mental health.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm very, like I said, I'm so grateful for that part because I've forced myself to do all this mental work.
Absolutely.
Making it harder on myself, which wasn't always ideal.
Yeah.
But I did it and I'm very grateful to be on the other side because I think I was able to work through a good chunk of shit.
Good.
And now I'm mentally, genuinely, I'm actually a lot doing really, really fucking well. And I'm grateful for that part of it. I think that I am grateful that I love the gym again. I finally found my love for the gym again.
Very cool.
I'm grateful that I look skinny.
Yes.
Like, I can tell in, like, my clothes and jeans and everything like that, like, pictures don't really do, like, I don't think I'm gonna share my before and after pictures because,
yeah, they're sure.
I mean, like, it's not, like, I don't care to do that with people anyways, I really don't, yeah. I'm not that big into opening sharing anyways, but I think that there's a lot of people that do know me, they see that I'm different, they see that I look different and better and, like, healthier in general. Like,
yeah,
overall,
for sure. Yeah.
Genuinely. And so, which is great. And yeah. I, like, if you know me well enough and you can confidently say that I've changed and, like, look different and look better, whatever, great.
Yeah.
Then I'm happy for you that you can see it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's there, you mm-hmm. know? I know it's there and my closest people know it's there and
absolutely.
That's what matters to me.
Correct.
So, but I think, yeah, it is kind of crazy because now I'm in this moment where the first day I was done, woke up at 5 a.m. to hit the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And it was strange because I was like, well, this is what I normally do.
Yeah.
And I think getting out of the routine is going to be harder for me because
you could create like a new one.
Like, which is great and I've been looking forward to it. I'm very looking forward to being open with my meal plan.
Correct.
And being able to create things because like, guys, I couldn't have fucking rice. I couldn't
yeah.
have things like that, which makes meal prep so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I'm just really excited to like be able to open my plan back up to like an array of things. I have so many recipes saved. I have all this stuff. Like I have such a love for cooking again.
Yes.
I have such a love for my gym. the gym again. I don't hate water anymore. We need to be beefing. But like, I do need to keep drinking water, and I know how much that is important. And
correct.
I think I finally figured out, though, I'm not drinking a fucking gallon a day.
Yeah.
That's excessive. But I would have definitely been fine with drinking, three 32 ounces instead of four. Yeah,
for sure.
Like, which is like around like 90-ish ounces. Because I think that you're supposed to be drinking your weight, half of that in ounces.
Yeah.
That sounds right, right?
All I know is I need to drink a gallon a day. That's all I know.
Bodybuilding, obviously.
Yeah, like, I was like, that's all I know.
But I know, I think the guidelines are like whatever your weight is.
Yeah.
Cut that in half, ounces.
Yeah.
Like make that number ounces. That's how much you should be drinking roughly in a day. So like,
my cats are just like everywhere right now.
So I think that I do want to keep drinking a healthy amount of water. I think that water is great. I think that has helped me a lot with other things as well. And honestly, like, I am grateful for this challenge. It's definitely, and I want to take a shout out to, there are a lot of people out here that have been very supportive in a positive way to both of us throughout this time.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, from start to finish. Like, there's been a few people that I didn't post my story every day, just on, like, halfway mark, or, like, the first week.
For sure.
When it was, like, the last week, and things like that, and, like, my last day. And there was a few people that I know that also were doing 75 hard at the same time, and they were, like, reaching out and, like, sending love and support, and, like, I am beyond grateful. One of the girls that I work with at the bar, she was drinking yesterday, and she was, like, hammered, but said, she was like, I'm so proud of you, like, all this stuff, and it's like, yes, like, I kind of forget that, like, to other people that haven't done this, and to those people, like, they still see what we saw originally, like, how this is a life-changing thing, and
yep,
so to have them look at, like, me in that way is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
Yeah, for sure.
It definitely gives, like, has that nice little confidence boost, yeah. I will say.
Nice.
And I think it's just like, it's like nice because I do forget that like it's not something that is the easiest, yeah. And that there are multitudes of people that don't even make it to like 70 days,
literally,
or end up failing because they get sick.
Yeah,
which would suck.
Which we've been very blessed that we were not sick at all, like literally not at all.
No, and like honestly. Which is surprising.
I know, right?
So surprising.
Very much.
So I think, like, I am grateful for everyone that was very supportive. I don't think that anyone was really negative. I also think that I didn't post enough that anyone was even able to do that side. I don't think there's anything negative about doing these challenges from an outsider's perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously we have our own little quirks about it. But honestly, like, I think it was just a really good eye-opener.
Yeah,
for the
absolutely.
Both of us. I think just, like, forcing us to kind of get back into our shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it did that. That was our goal. Our goal
absolutely.
Was we needed something to focus on, and it did that for us. But
no, for real. It definitely was good. I mean, even for, like, not completing it, you know. Like I said, it definitely was something that I feel like I needed to start, and I am, like, grateful for doing it, and, like, if I feel like doing it in the future, like, when I'm old as shit, that's probably when I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. It's like, I'm gonna be doing this bodybuilding thing, you know, for years. So, I mean, you know, it was just, I mean, I'm even grateful for everyone critiquing me. That's fine, because that's what people feel like they need to do, and if they, you know, expect that from me, I mean, again, weird flex,